From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Wit here, September 7th. The Comedy Desk 7 sets, sketches, and stunts worth your 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion, high school football coach has good feeling about new player called Thunder Beef. Hey, so, get this. There's this high school football coach, right? And he's got this asterisk about a new player. Not just any feeling, but like, a gut instinct that this kid is going to be amazing. The thing is, the other players have nicknamed him Thunder Beef. Apparently, Thunder Beef just showed up to practice, uninvited, wearing a Metallica shirt that, you know, didn't quite cover everything. The team immediately started chanting his nickname, and the coach, Michael McNeese, was just sold. He saw him in a scrimmage and the kid supposedly made 65 tackles. On offense, he was scoring touchdowns and leaving a trail of injured opponents. The coach is really leaning into this. He's talking about Thunder Beef's passion and positive attitude, which is interesting because the kid also apparently screamed his own name into the sky after tackling someone. And then, just to add to the chaos, he ran through a chain link fence. The coach is making him the starting running back, even though Thunder Beef doesn't really know the rules and tackles everyone, regardless of who has the ball. McNeese has even drawn up new play diagrams. Thunder Beef is represented as a skull and crossbones. The strategy is basically to combine the team's running game with Thunder Beef's sheer ability to just punish people. He's already broken all the tackling sleds. And the parents? They're apparently scarier than Thunder Beef, which is saying something. They show up with huge sandwiches from a place nobody's ever heard of. The coach is still raving about Thunder Beef's commitment, even as the kid is taking out the marching band. It's a whole situation. Next, second, from The Onion, what middle class looks like now. So, it turns out that achieving your dream career doesn't quite come with the dream house you imagined. Instead, you're looking at a charmingly dilapidated two-bedroom that's seen better days. Think of it as a character-building experience. You've got the job that you worked hard for, but the reality is that homeownership now often means settling for a place that's more vintage than vibrant. The irony isn't lost here after all that effort. You're still navigating a housing market that seems to have missed the memo on what affordable means. The article paints a picture of the modern middle class, where financial stability feels more like a mirage. It's a bit of a punchline, really. You're not just buying a home, you're buying into a lifestyle that comes with its own set of quirks and challenges. So, grab your toolbox and embrace the leak. This is the new normal for the middle class. Welcome to the club. Up next, third, from The Onion, CDC successfully eradicates children. The CDC has announced a shocking victory, the complete eradication of children, which they claim will significantly reduce disease transmission across the nation. Officials argue that children have been the primary carriers of germs, posing serious health risks to adults, especially those working closely with them, like teachers and daycare providers. This initiative, which dates back to the Carter administration, involved extensive efforts to clear areas where children congregate, using eco-friendly methods and even natural predators. CDC staff described the chaotic scenes they encountered, with homes and playgrounds overrun by kids, emphasizing the need for thorough sanitation. The process was risky, with staff donning hazmat suits to tackle contaminated areas like McDonald's play zones. The CDC is now focused on ensuring a future without children, even suggesting that adults may need to be addressed as they are the primary source of new children. It's a bizarre twist in public health that raises eyebrows and questions about the lengths taken to achieve a healthier America. And then, fourth, from The Hard Times, Mick Jagger assures concerned fans he's still super horny at 83. Mick Jagger, now 83, used a press stop for the Stones' new album to reassure fans that his libido hasn't slipped, declaring he's still the most horny bloke in any room and even offering his hotel number for anyone curious. One fan who managed backstage access reports the encounter was far less cinematic. After a failed attempt at intimacy, she spent the evening watching a sitcom and eating takeaway, later being offered £1,000 for a story about the night. An anti-aging influencer jumped in with a recipe of powdered rhino horn, bull semen, adrenochrome and kegel drills, insisting it could keep Jagger Major League stiff into his 90s. Jagger also brushed off speculation that a recent video of him lifting a kettlebell with his penis was AI-generated. Next, fifth, from the hard times. I paid Donald Trump $100,000 for insider trading info, and now I am the leader of a prison ramen cartel. A guy, feeling like a lifelong loser, decides to turn his life around by betting everything on a risky insider trading scheme involving Donald Trump. He sells his possessions, liquidates his 401k, and hands over $100,000 for what he thinks is a golden ticket to wealth. Sure enough, he manages to rake in $4.5 million before getting arrested and having his cash seized. Now, instead of living the high life, he finds himself at Thompson Federal Correctional Institution, where he's somehow become the kingpin of a ramen cartel. He's got a tattoo of chopsticks under his eye, a badge of honor earned through some serious prison brawling over noodle packets. Despite the 8-year sentence, he feels more at home in prison than he ever did at his old job in a paper mill. He's embraced his new life, claiming he's the Elon Musk of noodles, running the ramen scene with an iron fist or maybe the sriracha bottle. It's a wild twist of fate that he never saw coming, and he's oddly grateful for the whole chaotic ride. That's the 7. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.